Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
They say that when it rains, it pours, and in this case, the storm resulted in yet another major setback for abortion provider Planned Parenthood. This week, the United States Supreme Court let stand an Eighth Circuit appellate court decision, in effect upholding an Arkansas law requiring abortion providers to contract with a physician who has admitting privileges at a local hospital before administering the drugs required for a medication abortion. For those who may not be familiar, there are two types of abortions, surgical and medication. Surgical, as its name implies, is an invasive surgical procedure. Medication abortions more closely resemble a miscarriage, which results after the patient ingests two different pills. This type of abortion is only used during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. The procedure is not without risks, and those complications were the impetus for the Arkansas law. The Supreme Court's decision resulted in the immediate cancellation of all medication abortion appointments in Arkansas because Planned Parenthood said they were unable to find any doctors willing to contract with them. Interestingly, this same law could have significant ramifications for Montana if it were to pass here. Currently, the ACLU is suing the state of Montana to allow nurse practitioners to perform abortions. Those would no doubt be medication abortions, and the word on the street is that Planned Parenthood wants to use nurse practitioners to expand their abortion business to small rural towns, possibly with the use of mobile abortion clinics. If we were to pass a law similar to the one in Arkansas, those mobile abortion clinics would be rendered useless, and Planned Parenthood would be unable to expand. The current political reality is that such a law would probably pass the Republican-controlled legislature, but would almost certainly be vetoed by Governor Bullock. 2019 will be the governor's last session before he's term-limited, so the prospects of passing such a law might increase by 2021. In the grand scheme of things, this type of law is more of a skirmish. The main goal is still to reverse Roe v. Wade, which, given the Trump administration, is now a distinct possibility. As Christians, we know that the ultimate battle will be the Battle of Armageddon, but President Trump's next appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court could be a close second. That's because the president has the opportunity to shift the court from revisionist to strict constructionist, some would say from the left to the right, which would stop the court's judicial activism in its tracks. Imagine a court that strictly interprets the Constitution. No more activist decisions like Roe v. Wade or the Obergefell decision on same-sex marriage, or the egregious decision on Obamacare. An ideological shift in the court would be a liberal's worst nightmare and a conservative's dream come true, and both sides know it's a very real possibility. We've always said that elections have consequences, and President Trump has now appointed more judges to the federal bench than any other president at this point in his presidency. All are young and conservative and will change the face of the federal judiciary for decades to come. The next step is an ideological swing in the U.S. Supreme Court, and let's pray that that happens quickly. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.